this may be more than you want to know about being late and winding up rushing and anxious, but I'll give you some hints anyway, and then you can decide what you do with them. Being late, rushing, particularly when it is a habit or a chronic condition, meaning a fairly repetitive one, all of those states are born out of a form of unseen greed. And in the end, the greed, meaning I want to get everything done, I want to do everything, including things I didn't even think I needed to get done before I left or did what I needed to do. And connected to that greed, ultimately, is an issue control, a control of issue, an issue of control. Because within us there is a nature that is always trying to feel like it has everything settled and all is reconciled, never knowing that the very nature that's trying to get things reconciled is literally producing the next thing in thought and imagination to get reconciled, so that it never comes to the end of that greed and control that belongs to it, that you have identified with and pay the price for through your anxiety. Everything in life can be understood at one level or another. I would start to add, save for the divine. But it is possible for a man or a woman, if they get tired of being the handmaiden of a certain kind of self-hatred, where they can begin to want to know more about the condition they're in than they want to serve the consciousness that produces it. And it is a shift at that point, a slow one, but a definitive one, where you realize every time that you have given yourself away or find yourself in the midst of giving yourself away, that there was a definitive condition, there is a set of circumstances that have appeared and that I was unconscious to when they showed themselves. Knowing that the cause of my pain is because I was unconscious to the nature that produced it begins to make me want to have my attention where I am intended to be and doing what I am intended to do, which has nothing to do with what my mind says has to get done so it can feel complete.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.